This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've been talking about student debt and how much of it there is in this economy, something more than $1.6 trillion, according to the Congressional Research Service. We've been talking about that for a while now. Here is another data point, this one from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center. This spring, there were a bit more than 14 million undergraduates in this country. That's about 9% fewer than there were in 2019. And with the understanding that correlation is not causation, you don't have to squint too hard to see that more would-be college students are thinking about the would-be costs. That, the lure of a job market that's really hot, and the lingering effects of a pandemic does have people wondering whether they really need a college degree. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
For this year's high school seniors, the pandemic started in the spring of their ninth grade year. That means it was the meat in the sandwich of their high school education. And it affected what they want.
They want to be on their own. They want to pay their own bills.
Mark Dahl counsels students at Niagara Falls High School in Western New York. The senior class here is usually between 400 to 500 kids. In 2019, nearly three quarters of them planned to go to college. Last year, that dropped to around half.
I think a lot of times kids go to college just to go to college, and we're just not sure. And they don't finish their first year.
Part of Dahl's work is to introduce students to career options that don't require more school. He takes them to visit local employers, including the one around the area's famous natural wonder, which many of them have never visited.
We've taken kids out on the Maid of the Mist last year down at Niagara Falls. We talk about jobs in the tourist industry.
There's research from Georgetown that looks at good jobs you can get without a BA, with salaries starting around $38,000. The data also shows you're more likely to get one of those jobs if you do have a bachelor's degree. And in some places, most students want to get one. That's true at Stuyvesant, a famously competitive public high school in New York City. Jeff Macris is the director of college counseling there. At the end of a recent school day, he'd just finished a student meeting in his office, where he's surrounded by pennants and mascots.
So I have a lot of swag from colleges, posters, flags, some other little trinkets. Rice has that little foldable owl, which you can see back here.
Macris says conversations about the price of college are much more common than when he started counseling back in the late 90s.
People kind of didn't realize how costly student debt could be, and it's not just magically going to fix itself 20 years down the road.
Macris says 97% of Stuyvesant graduates go on to higher education. The school doesn't track how many finish. Across the country, about a third of the students who start college don't graduate within 6 years. Some end up with debt and no degree. And now many students who had their high school experience interrupted by the pandemic are calculating things differently. That's true for 19-year-old Aiden Coldsmith. He finished high school in Baltimore in 2021. Then enrolled in a business program at a public university in the area.
I was trying to go to my classes, but sometimes they'll cancel and be like, oh, we're going to do it over Zoom. And then I just hated Zoom so much from high school. And so I wouldn't even go.
Coldsmith was also worried about the loans he and his parents were taking out. His first semester of tuition and living on campus cost about $10,000. And paying for classes he didn't even like didn't seem like a good investment. So he left, worked with AmeriCorps, and now has a job with a nonprofit planting trees around Baltimore. He makes $15.50 an hour and lives at home to reduce his expenses. He loves the work, even though it doesn't come with a plan.
I feel like there's more, but I don't know where right now.
Coldsmith says if people know why they're going to college, it makes sense to go. Otherwise, it's good to try something else first. A break for a group that had their high school experience broken too. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.